WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
My name is Naf, and I live in Brookline.
And you just said Public Sauna, let's go.
Public Sauna, let's go for free on a Friday afternoon. How can you lose?
I'm Darryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common. Cold weather in Boston can be rough. On those frigid days, it can be nice to hunker down in your home, watching TV, reading, listening to music, whatever you like. But it can get a little lonely and isolating after a while. So to address this, there's a local organization that wants folks to come out to a pop-up event in downtown Boston and get to know each other by getting hot and steamy together. Now, we know you got some questions, which is why Common producer Caitlin Harrop took a trip downtown to check it out. I'll let her take it from here.
So I am at the Government Center T-stop, and I am here because last week I read something that made me do a double take. I read that there was a public sauna popping up on City Hall Plaza, just feet away from where our city government functions. And this headline left me with some very big questions, like, what is it like to sit in a hot room steps away from City Hall? And how big will the appetite for an opportunity like this be? So I'm here and heading to City Hall Plaza right now to meet with Aaron Greiner. He's the executive director of Culture House, and Culture House is a group based out of Somerville who is working with the City of Boston's Mayor's Office of Arts and Culture to make this Winter City Sauna pop-up a reality. So let's go. It looks like we are approaching the sauna. There's a sign that says, Winter City Sauna, don't hibernate this winter. Keep yourself toasty and meet your neighbors at our pop-up sauna and outdoor living room. Open dates, January 26th to March 3rd, and it's open Friday through Sunday, 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Kind of looks like a little wooden cabin on wheels, and there are like string lights around it and a little seating area. It is really right on City Hall. It's like, it is right next to the ramp entrance. So we're looking for Aaron. Aaron, hi. You're rolling some buckets.
I am rolling some buckets.
It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, Caitlin.
What do we have going on here?
So we're just getting some final preparations for the day. A little cold water splash. Just fill them up, bring them back over to the sauna to be all ready.
What do you do with them?
You can get a little cup and pour water on yourself as a nice cool down after you have some warm time inside the sauna.
Nice. Okay. Well, don't let me keep you. Roll away.
Okay. I'll finish rolling.
Okay.
My name is Aaron Greiner. I'm the executive director of Culture House. We are at the Winter City Sauna on City Hall Plaza in Boston. We've got some games out, some cornhole, and we've kind of tried to create this little oasis in the middle of the plaza for the winter.
It's kind of a contrast. It's really right in front of the very brutalist City Hall.
It is a contrast. And, you know, recently this plaza underwent some renovation, so it was even more of a contrast before. But as this plaza has started to really come alive in the summer, we're trying to see, especially as things are a little less in bloom, can we bring some more life, some more activity to this very underutilized public space?
Yeah. So, okay, tell us a little bit about how this project came to be.
Yeah. So at Culture House, we're a nonprofit that thinks about ways that we can make public spaces better as a tool to create cities that are more healthy, livable, vibrant, sustainable, and equitable. And we've been noticing that really in the winter in Boston, we kind of hunker down, we close down, we just kind of wait for those spring months. And we've been thinking, you know, can we take that vibrancy that we see on that spring day in the park and make it a real year-round occurrence? And so we looked at other cold weather cities in Canada and Scandinavia and how they try to activate their public space in the winter, and really came to this idea of the sauna as not only a source of heat, but also a chance for an interaction that might be a bit unusual or unexpected that could spur some more cross-connection between community members.
So this is done in collaboration with the city. Tell us a little bit about that.
So the city has also an interest in trying to make Boston a winter city. They've really had this focus on trying to imagine how they can leverage the amazing public spaces they have to make them better in the winter. We did work last year at the city on some events that revolved around snow, and through that process came to realize that we can't really rely on snow anymore. Sad but true. And so when we were talking to the city again this year about some other projects to create more winter city work in Boston, the kind of really niche that we looked at is there's kind of a pretty good history of winter markets and other activities happening, especially in November and December. But a lot of that shuts down at the end of the year, and we have this kind of dead zone in January and February. And so really, we kind of focused in on those times for this activation.
We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back.
Politics has never been stranger or more online, which is why the politics team at Wired is making a new show, Wired Politics Lab. It's all about how to navigate the endless stream of news and information and what to look out for. Each week on the show, we'll dig into far-right platforms, AI chatbots, influencer campaigns, and so much more. Wired Politics Lab launches Thursday, April 11th. Follow the show wherever you get your podcasts.
And we are back with more from Common producer Caitlin Harrop and Aaron Greiner of Culture House at the Winter City Sauna pop-up.
Okay, so walk me through it. If I wanted to sauna, where do I start?
So you first start with a reservation. The sauna is free, but it does require a reservation to be able to join it. Because it is free, amenities are limited, so we ask people to come with their bathing suit already on, and we have bathrooms available in City Hall. So I will say that currently it is quite booked out, but people do tend to cancel a day or two before, and so keep an eye on that because slots do often open up. So just keep an eye on them and check 24 to 48 hours before you want to come if you don't have a slot reserved already. But then really you just come with your bathing suit on under your clothing, with a towel or two, maybe some water. We have a full guide on our website. And, I would say also just come with an open mind. Come with an idea of having a new experience. It's perfectly fine to say you want to have a quiet sauna and make it more of a meditative experience, but also you might want to come and meet someone new. So really the way that you experience is up to you. And we're really just here to create that space for you.
You mentioned an open mind. I would say when most people think about coming to City Hall Plaza, they don't think about putting their swimsuit on under their clothes. Have you heard anyone sort of surprised by this being an option?
Yeah, a lot of people are surprised by it being an option. I got to participate in one of the first sessions here, actually, and at first, it was a little bit like, am I going to be in my bathing suit on City Hall Plaza? But as soon as I got in the sauna, I stepped outside, it actually felt incredibly natural. I think that people kind of come often inquisitively, and we know that this is not going to be an experience for everyone, but clearly, given the popularity, it's an experience for a lot of people, and we want to get feedback. What worked? What didn't work? Do they want to see more of this kind of stuff? What other ideas do they have to make Boston a better winter city?
Yeah, pick up your parking permit, hit a public meeting, hit the sauna.
Exactly, right?
One-stop shop.
Yeah.
So you said you're thinking about other ways to be creative in this way. Tell me a little more about what Culture House is up to.
Yeah, so in general, our work focuses on creating better public spaces. So in addition to our work in outdoor spaces, like we see here with the sauna, we also work with communities to turn vacant storefronts into pop-up community spaces. We do currently have one of those spaces open in Union Square in Somerville, open for about 5 months, open 5 days a week with tons of events and programs, all free, and free Wi-Fi, free coffee and tea even. You can co-work there. So that's another tool that we're using to reimagine public space, create that kind of third space between home and work.
What would you say to someone who is skeptical about putting on their bathing suit, putting on their winter coat, and heading to City Hall to hit the sauna?
You know, I would say, ask yourself, what do I have to lose? We want you to try it out. But also, if it's not your cup of tea, let us know what you would want to do in the winter.
Aaron, thank you so much. We really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you, Caitlin. It was wonderful to talk to you as well.
Can we see the sauna?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Let's go.
I'm going to ask you to remove your shoes outside.
Okay. I think I'm going to take a step in, if that's okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll be right back.
So how was your session?
You know what? I'll be honest. I was a little unsure about taking the T to City Hall Plaza to jump in a sauna. It was really nice. I had a great conversation with two folks in the sauna. We are all from different parts of the city, different parts of the area. We all kind of talked about our neighborhoods, and it was really, I don't know, it was a nice way to break up the day. So I'll say it. I would public sauna again.
Love to hear it.
That's Common producer Caitlin Harrop. And that's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Common. If you want to get in touch with us, head on over to Instagram, hit us up at WBURTheCommon, or send us an email at thecommon@wbur.org. I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and I will talk to you tomorrow.